in Yimcha, as you get to a run of a little two easier cases of the Gemara, if each case just needs an explanation of why, and then we can move to the next. The first case, Yimcha, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Vashanu Ala Shimcha Derech Yerida. Avon Yimcha Derech Aliyah Alai. The Kiddush, he throws it to the woman. Be'etem, the Avir should be kinder. So it's only, even if it gets to her Avir, because the man just throws, the projection is upwards, that's not kinder, even though it's in her Avir. Only when the throw reaches its highest point and starts to go down, Derekirinda, then the get is cow. So the question is why? My timer. So the Gemara answers, Meikara Laila Meinakai. The words themselves don't have much meaning. It's very hard to appreciate the meaning. What do the words mean? My timer. Why? Why is it not a guess if it's being thrown? It's thrown, and now it enters her airspace. It enters her chasur or her god's airspace. And it's going to be chal ba'avir. So we say, this is the avir on the way up, no good. Avir on the way down, it is good. So Gemara's lashon is very unclear, and therefore Rashi and Tosfos try to clarify. But neither Rashi nor Tosfos is easy to understand either. Let's try Rashi first. What does Rashi say? Derech Yerida, Shazaka Klapi Maila, Kedei Lavir Samaka. Right, the husband is standing in the chasur. She's on the roof. So he throws it upward, it should clear, it should go over the roof, over the maka, which is on the roof. So when he throws it that way, when Nimchak, actually, he allows it to lay it. If it got erased on the way up, then it's no good. On the way down, it's good. Avon Nimchak, Derech Aliyah, Rashi says, Apo Bishiyotim Abba Gagra Avir. Chasim, Chita Fenzai. He says, Enum Gureshi. Rashi, Enum Gureshi. The derech silukai loy mikri nesina ella derech hanachasai. It's very difficult to understand what that means. Derech silukai is no good. Only derech hanachasai. They're going to tell me it only works when it's going straight down. Well, they understand. The avir has to be like it's on the floor, only if it's going straight down. That's not what we're talking about. When you're throwing it, it's moving forward. So you throw it up, and then it starts going down. So why? What's the difference going up and going down? This is the words. Derech siluka is no good. Derech hanachasa is good. What is the taich derech siluka? The derech of leaving him. Leaving him no matter what. Whether it's going up or down, it's going away from the husband. So Rashi is very hard. Taisis, I don't know, the bottom taisis any clearer? Strange, we have these sugyas, we shine them, explain, and none of them are easy to explain. The Tosfos uses a lashon. There are Tosfos Derech Aliyah, 3 lines in the bottom. Hocha de Derech Aliyah in daima kol kach shei oimid lo nuach. In daima kol, even if I have to translate it into English, it's a word, I would have a very hard time. What does Ein Daima Kol Kach mean? Ein Daima from Lashon, it's not similar. What is not, I can't mean that similar. But Ein Daima means it doesn't appear. It doesn't appear yet. I don't know how you touch the word. Not nicker that it's going to rest. What does it mean? If I'm throwing something, I'm throwing it, trying to get it on the roof, and I'm throwing it. So, maybe on the way up, everyone's holding their breath. Is the throw going to be a good throw? On the way down, you're ready to see where it's going to land. What should that matter? So it's a major, just check, here's a major difficulty understanding the words. The Gemara says, my timer. May karla and may not kai. The words may karla and may not kai are very brief, hard to understand. Rashi uses the word derech silukai is no good. What is derech silukai? What are the words mean? Tosfos uses the lashon in daima kol kach shei oimid lo nuach. Rami Maluim has a chat. He says maybe it's what Rashi means. Now the Minuim is really going with Shitasai in many places in the Ketai, that Kinyan Hagbah, Kinyan of picking something up, typically Hagbah is with your hand. That Hagbah is not Dafka with your hand. Any Grab Hagbah has a Din Hagbah too. If you cause something to move upwards, that's considered a Maisa of Hagbah, a Maisa of lifting it up. And the two riders in Shas to this are one, the case of Kill, of the elephant, the Kedushin. Gemara said, how do you do Hagbah on an elephant? Too heavy to pick up. So the Gemara answers, the Chavila is Mayras. So Rashi learns Chavila is Mayras, means you make a ramp out of Chavila is Mayras, and you walk it up the ramp. But Taisus Taich, Chavila is Mayras means you get up, I guess, on a ladder, you hold the Chavila is Mayras elephant food, and you hold it in a place where the elephant has to lift itself, pick itself up, to get to the Chavila is Mayras. And that's Kinyan Hagbah. See, from there, Kinyan Hagbah doesn't mean that I'm holding it and picking it up. It means I'm causing it to go up. That's Hagbah. So over there too, where I hold it and I cause the animal to go up, that's a Kinyan Hagbah. What?
Right?
With a rash, you know, that you're leading it up. But you physically, you're leading it up. So it's looking now, the Mashiach has been here. Okay, well, not that. And Rashi could understand that when I'm pulling it up a ramp, I'm lifting it. It's not lifting because I'm strong enough to lift it, but that's also lifting it. But Texas is close. Second, Gemara, he brings a Gemara in Kolin, that being kind of picking up a bird, that you bang on a table or on a branch, and it shakes, because if you bang, part of it shaking, it goes up, that's also Kinyan Hagbah. That's also Hagbah. So from there, the Ketzais, in a few places, Avi Lun here tells you to look at the Ketzais in Simi Reshai and Gimel. The Ketzais in Reshai and Gimel was the Geshmak of Ketzais, the case of the fisherman. He had there a case where you have a fisherman, he put down his net, and he put bait into the net. How do you get the fish to come? You put bait into the net, and the fish come, you wait till a lot of fish, and you pick up your net. That's the way fishermen do it. So a second person comes right next to him, and he lowers his net, and the fish are coming to the neighborhood anyway because of his friends put out the food. So now he doesn't even have to put any food into his net. He just lowers his net, and he pulls up, and he also gets fish. So Zeiss brought a thesis that says that it's not a hanhagataiva. It's not a proper thing. He's the one putting out the bait, and you're catching the fish. The Taisus uses a lashon that it's not a proper hanhaga. What was the Taisus saying on that? The Taisus says it's gezeil lamamish. It's out and out stealing. Why is it out and out stealing? Because when he puts out the food for the fish, he's kind of the hagbah, any fish that come like that come up towards the food. It's not just the case of the pill. You hold the food and the elephant jumps. That's not to say he did, he saw the elephant. Yeah, he's putting it down. Huh? Right. But his whole point is the fish could be a mile away. As long as they start swimming up, I'm telling you what I bought. I'm telling you what I bought, so they start swimming towards my neck. So it's an avedim. So maybe the Aish will never fall back down. It's an avedim. No, it's not a fall down. The net is kind of anyway. Can't okay, show them our kind. Kind of the net, whatever falls in. Right, it's a little funny. What are we saying? Any fish that stuck going towards his net, he's kind of. Mm-hmm. If he really be in his net, it would fall back into the ice. So he's on the ice, but he saw his net there. This is what the Tzai Tzabim Lum holds, that Kinyan Akbar is much more than we imagine. It's not lav dafka that you pick it up your diet. But any cause, anything that causes it to go to Akbar, that's considered a Maisha Akbar of the Bible. Zuck Dabney will learn here, I say the ish. When I throw it, close man, I'm throwing something upwards, I'm doing a Akbar on it. If I throw something up, now, I don't have to do a Kenyan Akbar, it's mine from before, I don't need the Kenyan. But nevertheless, close a man, I throw something, I make it go up, it's Ki'ilu, it's still in my hand and I'm picking it up. Close a man, I throw it up, it's Ki'ilu, it's Biyadai, I'm the Magbiya. So if I throw something up to our roof, because a man is going upwards, I'm considered a Magbiya, I'm considered picking it up. Because a man, I'm picking it up, she can't be cousin with our Abiya. Because I'm picking it up, and I'm throwing it up, and it's still in my hand, Kilo, it's still in my hand.
What's only the number of the
assault? What?
What's only the number of the assault? The whole assault is her. But it's what you do with the assault, you want it.
I'm being Magdiya in all cases. But I have a mind to be Kaina, it's a Kenyan. No, it's not a Kenyan. But the Benitzius is considered a Hadbo, all the time.
Hadbo is not the assault. But over here, you can be thrown from her.
You say he's not mukhluk, you know, you can cash on him. You say he's not mukhluk. Because it's different when you pick up yourself. You say, get up, man. No. He says, no. He says that any time you throw something up, you throw something in an upward direction, that's considered that it's still your Akbar. He's saying it's not mukhluk in the other case. I mean, it's not mukhluk. He's saying that it's that's Kai Shadbar.
One thing is that's what we call Akbar.
Why?
Because Akbar is the only one.
You prove it? I'm saying it's okay. I'm saying, that the rule is saying, that anytime you throw something up, it's also, you're saying it's Kiddush. You don't even have a cash on it, you're just saying it's not mukhluk. I agree with you, it's not mukhluk. It's a very big Kiddush. But, what the rule says,
what?
So I want to be kind of something, I use Kinyan Akbar, and that includes if I track something to go upward. So now I'm trying to get rid of it again. The question is this called out of my hand yet? Now the Lord says that close amount I'm throwing it in the upward direction, it's still in my hand. Since you see it, it's Kinyan, if I cause something to go up, it's a Kinyan Akbar. Who had been, anytime I'm moving something upwards, the kilo is still in my hands. It's my throat, it's my hand. It's not out of my hand until it starts going down.
That's
the Derech Yerida. That's true anyway, because the Gemara says it's only works Derech Yerida. There's nothing to do with the Amnim Lul. That's the Gemara. Even if I throw it through a window, through a shush to the other side, it's got to be there to
reason.
It's not. He's still holding it. The thrower. Yeah. Well, the Derech Akbar part is Avni Maluin. That's the thing with it. Is the magic is tied even down the way down to it? If you go straight up and straight down, we have stages. But if you throw it across, remember, it's always high, because it's your kayak that's letting you go forward. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Interesting. In the next Gemara, the moon brings it into the next Gemara, that case. It does not bring it here. Here, I see why. But, this man is a Mechudish to Kavim Luim, no? You take it or leave it. You can't shrug it off unless you have a cash on it.
Why did they have one style?
I think this is the Adam Rush that Shai, because of Shai in the Gemara, that Meikara, what's the Lashon, Meikara Laila Meinachai, so as long as it's going upwards, Meikara, the first part, Laila Meinachai, it's not going down, it's going up. And Kozman, if it's going up, it's still my Hadbar, so I'm not putting it down. This Kasha bothered me. It's funny, this night I learned three Avnei Meluas, and I had Kashas on all three. I thought maybe I'm just in a grouchy mood or something, but it seems that the three Avnei Meluas here in the Sugi, each one is a Kiddush. What bothered me is this way. Let's say that Avnei Meluas is right. It's a big Kiddush. Right? That's Avnei Meluas. He says a Kiddush, and I throw it off, it's as if it's in my hand, and therefore the woman is not quite about here. Now, you have to remember, we said that King and Akbar, if you give me a sugar, to be kind of what Akbar, I don't really have to flip it. As long as I'm holding it over the ground, I'm holding it up, it's also Akbar. As long as I'm holding it up.
I'm not going down.
As long as I'm holding it, we're in three buckles over the ground. That's my hand with four.
And then stop going down,
and
that's very much worse.
If I don't understand,
stationary bottom.
I'm standing on the ground. I'm throwing it to a roof which is 30 feet high. So let me see your question. The Avnei says, I'm throwing it 30 feet high, there's a mica, right? So I have to get it over the mica, and then I have to throw it down into our guy. So cause the man, I'm throwing it upwards, that's our ball. Alright, the Avnei is finished, fine. The Torah has bar, as long as I throw it up. If it starts going down, does it not have bar? It's still my kayak. Look, before it's 30 feet high, now it's 28 feet high. Why does it end? Why does it end? It's just because it's going down.
Gravity.
If I throw things straight up, it's just gravity coming down. If I throw it laterally, so what my kayak is doing what? Keeping it up in the air, really. Keeping it up in the air. My kayak is keeping it up. This is smart. I didn't see Derech Yerida, why it's different. If you give the Hanukkah that any Akbar of the kayak is considered, and my side Akbar is, what's it going up and going down? What? Go on. Derech Yerida. It's not his Akbar anymore. If you hold, like, the place to see this, that if you put something in my hand, it's Akbar, even if I don't lift it. But if you put it in my hand, and I move my hand down, that place Akbar? I'm still holding one of these off the ground.
Where's Akbar? Stationary or
on the my hand is moving down. You put it up. If I'm in the elevator and you give me something, and I'm going down as I'm going down the elevator as I. The place like bar?
Doesn't
that bar need to raise it up? They all needed to hold it up. Of course I bought it.
Not
I have to hold it up. Yeah, knocking it down is not that bar. But I'm still holding it up. It's not falling. Because of me.
You're not holding it up.
The place like bar?
No.
Take something off a high shelf. It's not like bar? Me, it doesn't seem that way. The Akbar is that I'm holding it, that it's not worth it to off the ground. So this is the Akbar, we have the
Akbar.
You push it off? You push it off a high shelf, it's not high bar. Because you have no time while holding it high. The Akbar is, I hold it high. I prevented it from falling. My devil is holding it
high.
That's it, Derech Yerida. I'm not holding it. It shouldn't fall.
It was
I made it fall down. What is that?
One time in life, I threw
it off.
That's my
Akbar. Still my Akbar. Still my kayak that's holding it up. I'm holding it up just because of gravity. My power is slowly diminishing until it's going to fall all the way.
I agree. If you put it in your hand,
if my kayak is totally gone, I'm asking. If I throw something straight up, if I throw it up, and then my Kohen starts going down.
That's
for sure. So sitting laterally. The Kechabo is totally gone. You might say Kechabo is totally gone, it was pulled straight down. The only reason it's not pulling straight down, the reason it's pulling at an angle is because of my Kechabo.
Yeah, my Kechabo is pushing to the side. It's like that myself or the
Yeah, you're right. Pushing aside is not enough. But the reason it's falling down less rapidly is because of my kayak, which is pushing it to the side. So holding it up. All right, your vice versa.
You move over the hand. You move the hand. That's the problem. But it's falling down that arm too many times.
I'm still falling less rapidly than it would fall if not for my throat. Because part of its movement is in a forward motion.
No, I'm
lowering
it down, so I'm really
moving.
That may be the problem.
Okay. Kapal and the Kabbal. All right, that's Davin Malu number one. Is Davin Malu to explain the difference between Ali and Yerida? By all accounts, in Chiddush, that Derech Ali is considered the Yadai. Number one. Okay, case number two.
Why should you say that the fact that he really wants to show that he doesn't want to own the topic anymore? And the fact that it's like, well, it's not really have a killing to do it, really trying to support him. The point that if he's doing an act that would otherwise be an act considered
Agbar,
he can't
prove
the ownership
in
that, and then
doing it might be
an act.
You can't relinquish your ownership with an act which would otherwise be Agbar. Good, right. That's what the other one is saying.
Right.
You can't give up ownership of the match.
He's not trying to retain ownership.
But the point is not a kavana. Right? Even when it's going up, he's not trying to retain ownership.
Right.
Even if he's throwing it upwards, he doesn't want to retain ownership. He wants to get it to work.
But it all has to wait until it starts going down.
So what's the difference up and down? What's the difference up and down?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The difference is going up.
If I don't have a mind to pick it up, I don't have a mind to be kind of. Maybe I think it's tiny, see someone playing ball. I throw it to him. So I throw a softball. Now, cause the man I'm throwing it, it's on the way up. I realize it's really Hefker. I say, I want to be kind of. So I can be kind of, no?
Yeah.
Well, it's going up. It's going to be kind of. Now I'm throwing it to him. He's across the field. I throw it. Now I realize it's Hefker. So now, again, I'm sitting on the ground. I threw it high. I threw it 30 feet high. And now, it's on the way down. It's only 20 feet high. And I say, oh, I want to be kind of. I want to be kind of quick. I want to be kind of my Agbar. So I can't be kind of because it's only 20 feet high and I'm 30? Does that make sense? What? Yeah, Das, every Kenyan except for Chatsu needs Das. That's a big cloud. Every Kenyan needs Das except for Kenyan Chatsu. So he didn't have Das till it's flying in the air. That's such a, whatever reason. He didn't have a mind. He's throwing it and now it's still in the air. Now he hasn't Das, he wants to be kind. Maybe he didn't realize it's Hefker. So the way down is 20 feet up. So it's not in a quad anymore. That's the question. Why is on the way up different than the way down? In both cases, because it's up. So why is it worse because a minute ago it was higher?
Once you actually see the higher, it's higher.
Once you see the kayak.
On the way up,
you see more than on the way down?
Yeah.
Think about it for a minute, really.
Coming up is older. In fact, coming up is
fine.
On the down,
it's older.
It's still shaggy. It's younger than I suppose. From here, I throw my head.
The bang on a branch, it goes like this, Sarat Agvah. And I throw it up, it's not Agvah because it's on the way down. What is it? It's saying Agvah is you cause it to go up. You have to be causing it to be going upwards, not up.
Actually,
about the ball going down.
You made something up, and even if it's not stretching, you'd be pressed. You say, it's stationary, but it's going down. That's really like.
But it's on the elevator, it's picking up, it's no good. If something is 10 feet, it's 5 feet high, and I let go of it. Then when it's 4 feet high, it's not because of me that it's 4 feet high.
So if you throw it down at an angle.
Still, when I throw it at an angle, when it's, like I said, how did it get into my hand in the first place? Right? If I'm holding my hand, it's already had gloves. Plus, it's always on the table. I didn't pick it up with my hand. I push it off. So when it's on the table, it's 4 feet high. Now it's 3 feet high. Is it 3 feet high because of me? No. 3 feet high because whoever put it on the table. But the 4 feet high, now it's 3 feet high. But when I'm throwing it, the reason it's 20 feet high is because I made it be 20 feet high. It's true, I made it supposed to be 30, but 20 also.
He
throws down. But if it's straight down, or even at an angle down,
that's
not as far. How did it get, it started off 5 feet high. How did it get to that 5 feet high? No, because of me, someone else. So now, when it's going down, it's 4 feet. It's not 4 feet high because of me. I didn't ride far. But it was already 5 feet high, and I made it 4 feet high. Whoever made it be 5 feet high is the one that made it be 4 feet high. I didn't raise it. I lowered it. I'm asking to you, when I lower something, it's not high far. I'm asking. But here, I raised it. I took it from the ground, and I threw it. So now it's high because of me. It was higher before, and now it's still high because of me. I still raised it to that height. I'll go to Nisraf. You argue with me on Nisraf too, but Nisraf, let's see. Let's take the Nisraf. Listen carefully to the case. Again, today we're talking no kupulim, just words. Nisraf. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Barabu. Alay Shalom, Shekadim get with Leika. Amar Kadma, the Leika, Leget, Lai. Because the Leika is there before the get, no good, night timer. May Kara al Estreifa Kazel. Three line, four line Gemara. First glance, it's very mistaver, but you have to think about it. Okay, again, all we're talking now is about Pshat and the Gemara. So we'll talk about Pshat now. We'll do it. But Pshat. I take something, and there's a fire. Somebody's having a cookout on the roof. So I throw it, and I want that she should be kinder with Kenyan Avia. I want she should be kinder with the Kenyan Avia. So now, it gets into the Avia of the guy. Now, this case will be a little more complex, but let's start with a simple case. The husband's on the roof, the woman's on the ground, and she has a campfire going. So the husband drops the get down, and it's on its way down, it's going to go straight into the fire. She wants to be kinder with Avia. Why can't she be kinder with Avia? Why not? Why not? What's the answer? And I'm not asking, it's not established a table. But why? What's the problem? And it says, well, no. What? And it says, well, no. After you look, it says, I said, well, no. Fine. The same site said, well, Noach, it's not going to end up landing. This is not going to end up landing. Why is it not going to end up landing? It'll end up going down to Al-Khasr. It'll end up burning in Al-Khasr. It's not going to go anywhere else. It's not going to end up there. Now, what's the story of any site said, Noach? The story of any site said, Noach is? That's the Rashi, that what? The any site said, Noach is not kind of why? Because it's not kilu, it's in our chatzer. Or we have two pshat. Either the avir itself is not kaina, or where it's going to land, the place it's going to land is not kaina, it's not kilu, it's down on the ground, because it's not going to land there, so we don't say it's kilu, it's on the ground below. Now, You go to this mahalo, and it's kilu. It has to be kilu. It's on the ground below. Okay, we go to that mahalo. The parent says that that's by guess. That's the way it works. When you have to get in the air, kilu. It's on the ground. Then it works. And he says, well, it doesn't work. When I throw it over a fire, is it kilu? It's on the ground below. You'll tell me no, because it's never going to land on the ground. It's going to get destroyed before it gets there. Right? That's why it's no good. So it's a very good shot in the Gemara. Right? You know what I'm asking? That'd be a very good shot. What happens, and the Ramban talks about this, what happens if it's not this case where I dropped it right over the fire? That's not the case. A man is throwing it up to the roof. That means that it's going to pass over a part of the roof that doesn't have a fire. It's going to go over a part of the roof that doesn't have a fire. It's going to end up in the fire. Follow? I'm throwing it forward, the forward motion. I'm just dropping it. Dropping it into a fire. Okay, I hear. Kilo's on the ground. What ground? There's a fire there. Finish. But what happens when I'm throwing it onto a roof and the roof has part of the roof with a fire and part of the roof without a fire? What happens if I go back to this roof? What happens? Here's the roof. And here's the fire. And here's the gas. Here the man is down here. And throwing the gas. And it's over here. And it's the wind in the fire. Right? Here's the fire. But if the wind is the fire, right? If there's no nothing, the wind's not going to change it. So there's definitely wind in the fire. The Ramban declares, what would be in such a case? What do you say? Only in such a case. Why is the kilo it's moon up in the ground below? I said, you show the way in the fire. They call me with Kali, and therefore, interesting, the language you use is the second Ramban's Lashon. They call leave with Kai. The language it seems to be I mean the Gemara we call it straight for Kali, Moshe Gemara. They call it straight for Kali. They still may call it straight for Kali. The bike this is no good. The Ramban Taka says it's no good. Why is it no good? Why don't I say at that moment it's just it's on the ground below? Let's talk according to the second Sabbath that Kilo Munach and the Karaka. Okay, let's go to Tzad, Kilo Munach and the Karaka. Let's go to that Tzad. Rechaim really said that Gittin has to work in the Karaka. Let's go to that. So, let's say I work, could it be Kilo Munach and the Karaka at that moment? Take a picture, right at the moment where it is there. Why is it Kilo Munach and the Karaka?
It is.
Now, the mic is not fully evil. So, it can't be evil. So, it's bad that it's evil. So, it's evil. So, it's
evil.
Something
more. This is going to end up the evil. So, moves it from now.
The thing is, it's not really such a manuah hand. I hear we can clear back and forth. The Ramban's Lashon is Eina Get, the Ma'abed Lodat. Ma'abed Lodat, he's destroying it, Lodat, I don't want to say Lodat purposely. The Ne'kar of the Ibn Zara. Ne'kar of the Ibn Zara, what? Now the Meluin comes here again with a Shevin. Say Pshat in this Gemara. I listen to the Avni, give him a chance to finish, and then we'll see. Think about it. First Avni Meluim is a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gemara Bava Kamma says that if Reuven throws something off a roof, and it's definitely going to break. It's something that there's no chance it'll last. He throws a glass vase off a 10-story building. And on the fifth story, somebody sticks his hand out the window and he breaks it. He takes a baseball bat and he breaks it. Right? Very colorful case in the Gemara, and just give me a second paragraph about the Kama. So you'll know what the Gemara say. When he broke it, that's part there. Why? So why is he, what's the reason? The Russia Gemara is Monastira Tava. He broke a broken keli. Monastira Tava. What does that mean? That means if you take a keli and you throw it off a 10-story building and it's a glass keli, it's broken from the minute you let go of it. Monastira Tava. It's already a broken keli. So when the person broke with a baseball bat, he broke a broken keli. It wasn't a possible keli that was usable. It was a broken keli already. He said it looked like a whole keli. It looked whole. But it was broken because it had no chance. The case is it had no chance to be rescued, no chance to be saved. So when it's here, it's over. He broke a broken keli. So the one who breaks it, the mother said, that's the member of Rabba. The Gemara has a second case, Rava's memra. An animal is walking the street, and it kicks a keli, again, the glass vase, a whole glass vase in the street. The animal kicks it. When it kicks it, it doesn't break from the kick. But from the kick, it goes flying 30 feet, it hits a wall, and it breaks. So Rava declares, what's the din in this case? Is this regel? Is this the magic of regel because it kicked it? Or keren, if it was unusual? In other words, it's the magic of the guf ha-behema. That the guf ha-behema kicked it. That called basanei karazlina. You go according to the way it started. It started from a kick. It started quicker than a kick. Where do we say basal of the seifas lina? We have a halacha l'maisha m'sinai that tzurai rites are pay only chassi nezim. When an animal kicks something and it goes and does damage in a second spot, the animal kicks a pebble. It goes and breaks something somewhere else. It's halacha l'maisha m'sinai that yichayim al tzurai rites only chassi nezim. So Rava clears a shayim. Should we say basanei karazlina? You go according to the kick and then it's a kick from the moment you kicked it. He's with animal tired. Or you go bustle with the site. No, it broke 30 feet away when it hit the wall. And bustle with the site, then it's straight. So the Gemara says that Rava the Sakalai. Rava was not sure. Bustle may car as we know, bustle with the site as we know. So the Gemara says, Rava the Sakalai. Rava Pshitalai. Rava, who said the case of throwing something off the roof, he would hold here also, bustle may car as we know. And from the minute the animal kicked it, Monastir Tava is a broken chain. This is the Gemara Bava Kama. With the Machlekes HaPaiskim, we shine him, had a passing. Do we pass him like Rabba? That the minute you let go of it, it's a broken keli? Or do we pass him that it's a Sophic, Rabba Misapkalei? Should we pass this only a Sophic? The Ramban passed him, the Rish, the Ramban passed him like Rabba. That basanei kara zlinan, that we go basanei kara, and the minute the animal kicked it, it's already a broken keli because it's tzichig in a break. The minute the person let go of it, it's tzichig in a break. That's what the Ramban says in Bava Kama. Comes the Avnei Meluim. How to use the word pshat on such a verse? It's a pilpul. But he says, Pshat in our Ramban, in our Gemara, the same way. You know what he says? What did he say? This case. That get. Is that a whole get? That get. You see that little circle on it looks like a balloon? That's a get. Is that a whole get? It's ready.
Gone.
Shakter had the balloon. This get is burnt already. As soon as it gets over the roof, assuming that the CS is assisting the pull to the fire, as soon as it gets onto the roof, it's a burnt get. what's the main karaz lina? Just like if I throw it off a roof and it's going to break, it's considered broken from when I let go of it. If I throw something into a fire, from the minute that I throw it into the fire, the minute I let go and I can't retract it anymore, from that moment it's already burnt. It's a burnt gas. Rav Avni Meluim, that's shot in the Ramban. Why is the gas in that case ice over a good part of the roof? Why don't we say Tumut Bahara? The terrorist is no. Because it could be in Kabuna Sarah, but it's a destroyed gas. In the eyes, to your eyes, it looks like a whole gas. But in the eyes of a Lamdin who looks at it, the Lamdin looks at it, he sees a burnt gas. Because in Lamdin, it's supposed to make Karazlina. And from the moment he threw it in a throw that will definitely end up the Shreifa, it's considered burnt May Karaz. It's a very Shrakatilpul, very Shrakatush. That just like in Bava Kama, when I throw something off the roof and it's on the way down, we look at it, Beinah Halacha, we say it's Mana Tzvi Ratzavar. It's a broken keli on the way down. You take a picture of it, it'll be solved. But in Lomdis, it's broken because it's the only way it's going. Huh? Rashi's Lashon. Which Rashi? Or the other days? Sorry, Chesed days. Sorry, Agav Noach. Hashem Roy Lanuach. Avi Hashem Roy Lanuach. Wait, same thing. It's already as this. It's in the north. You're saying different than the Avimur. You're saying into the Avimur, my thing. That Eina Roy Lanuach, Mekara, it's not Nach, because it's not Roy, it's probably not going to be Nach. But the Avimur knows a bigger finish than that, you're right. But the Avimur is saying more, the Avimur is saying it's burnt. Here, you're saying it's in red. I think red. You're saying now that it's Kisora stuff. But it's burnt. Right? The 4 years is what I need it for. I just don't want to see that and it will make sense. You can't see that and it's good. It's a nice tilpul. Everyone's asking, it's a nice tilpul, right? The shab is if I throw something in a way that it'll end up burning. That's kind of. You need to just protect the Shabbos. Okay, I'll pick the horror I wanted to have. I got it.
I'm going to get out of the roof.
And someone breaks it, and before it comes down, I don't know what happens, foam comes out of the ground, and if something happens, it's not mostly, it's a cloud of shine. It's a cloud, I don't think it's my little money to say anymore. The people you hear, what? You have to cop what I want to say, okay? Listen, a burnt guest
Is there such a soul that if a get is burnt, it's possible to be a get? Well, there's such a soul that a burnt get is possible. Well, there is such a thing. Is a burnt get possible? If I take it, I burn it up. Is it a possible get?
No,
it's just nothing there. It's not the soul of a burnt get. A burnt get is only possible. Why? Because it doesn't have cloth, and it doesn't have ink, and it doesn't have lead. If I could have a burnt get, which has cloth and letters and is burnt, would it be kosher? Huh? No? If I could figure out a way to have a burnt get is not a psulim get. There's no difference that calls a burnt get and a psulim. If it's burnt, it's not a get. If I could dream up a burnt get that has cloth or paper and has ink and has letters and has even signatures, would it be kosher? Huh? Kosher would be kosher, right? No? If I could think of a burnt get that has everything, it's kosher. What's the Avimum talking about? This get in that picture, the Avimum is saying it's a burnt get. It's a burnt get in London. But it has paper, it has ink, it has letters, it has Aiden. What's wrong? A burnt get is kosher. It's a silver burnt get.
I have
what? This is how you have it. Gavin, who said this is a burnt get? I'm going to say that. You're not telling me how to move. You're telling me your shot.
No,
you don't need to have a move. You don't need to look. You don't need to Ramban above a Kaaba. You bring the Ramban above a Kaaba to say that this is burnt, that burnt is possible. And I'm telling you, what is he talking about? Burnt is not a soul. It's an upstool get. What? So what's all this get? What can she become? It's above the karka. What? If you want to tell me, you can tell me that it's possible to say special on the left. I said, tell me what it is. I mean, that's ice get. She can't be kind of special on the left. If you want to learn a special on the left, fine. The rule is saying the Ramban didn't learn that. Because the Ramban, presumably, the Ramban holds special and nuach depends on the character. And under it is good character. And the Ramban learned because they call him evil card. But the rule is trying to upset the Ramban. You're trying to say Shad the Gemara. Fine, no problem. I have a problem with the Ramban to Shad. That rule has been the Ramban. It's such a nice pilpul that it's burnt, but it doesn't help. It doesn't help because a burnt get is kosher in this hole. Why can't she be kind? So why do you have to have this whole purpose for? Why don't you just tell me she can't be kind? Because that's only the way. Why do I need to tell tomorrow about the time?
I don't know why can you use
it? Let's say that I lost the ears and you throw something off the roof and I break it, I'm tired. But in case you can still tell me it's that's only the way. It's not totally the Gemara Baba Kama. The Baba Kama would always say the opposite. You can say what you're saying anyway. The Avimum is not learning Shad. The Rabbi Avimum is learning that Sefer Lenuach has to do with the Karka under it. And it's considered Kibunach and the Karka under it. That's good. That's what Avimum is learning. Give the Rabbi. Whichever Hezbollah. He's not saying the Hezbollah and Sefer Lenuach. The whole Avimum is probably not to explain the Gemara. Explain the Rabbi. I'm looking at the point. If you throw off a roof, you throw something that could burn, and on the way down, it's going to turn into a fire. On the way down, I have a torch and I burn it. Same thing, on the torch. But now my friend never burnt on the bottom. I burnt it on the way down.
Why?
It was only my friend needs to happen later. It's called my friend. It didn't happen later. It's a good fossil may occur as we just may occur it. It's
a bunch of soul and boss.
Yeah. Why does he use the word das? I don't know. It's not the word das. Why?
So das. When he says they're fighting, it's not so much like that. So it's das. When they're fighting.
So what is he? He's going to the fight and he thinks it's not a good jet?
No.
It's not a good jet. It's giving her a jet when she knows it's no good.
You're right.
She thinks it's not a good jet. That's not because it's right. That's not because it burns. Because he thinks it's not a good get. Even if he has some hallucination that get on roofs is no good, it's also. He doesn't have to ask. We have to ask the husband. I don't understand. That's the silly answer. How's Washington to eat a good bath? I don't know.
Why is it
a prayer
now? Because that's faith. That's why
it's Kisara.
That
faith is a Kisara.
So, of course, that
means it's
Kisara.
You know? You said it's Kisara. So then, even if it's not, you see, he said, because it's Kisara, I'm telling you it's not Kisara. She's saying, who cares? Yes, Kisara is not right to Manuah.
Right.
Fine, it's not that in the room. That room is saying it's because it's Kisara. That room is saying it's Kisara.
That's
right,
I
understand.
Right. I mean,
he's
both in
it's an image, because even if it's not Kisara, it's also not Kisara.
No, you didn't want to say that.
This is good, there's no Avni Malulim on him. Because it's easy case, Shuya is Chaluk is beginning, they're separate Shuya. Domele Rami by Pamela Rami, no way to stop him. How did the old man know this? Amorim must be seen. They say, no, that's our Rosh Hagar. We saw a Tela, Kira Shikir, but yet, La Avi Raga, Gaius of the Gureshet, that's our Mishnah, the Maya scheme. Now we already learned the Mishnah, that's the Maskam. But here the Gemara is talking about before we figured out who owns it. The Eli of the God Dida Chatzadida can't be. Normally Abba God. Abba Chatz is also kind. Oh, God Dida Chatzadida, he also knows it. Give you a lot of God my Abba. Oh, Pshita, but God Dida Chatzadida. That's the way we learn the Mishnah. It's her God, his Chatzad, and he's throwing it to her. So he is the way we learn. He was safer. Hula Maila, Hula Mata, he's on the roof, the Zarek Law. What's the case? He begat Dida, Chatz Didei. There's no sense. It's her God. He's standing there. He's not. But his Chatz, she's standing there. Am I the Gureshes? Now it must be God Didei, Chatz Didei. Which is the way he learned. The Gemara holds now that that's a Daish. Reisha, God Didei, Chatz Didei. Seifa, God Didei, Chatz Didei. Not the Stavr. Elola. Now here, it's just some words on this. Elolav. Gemara means Elolav. It's his chatz and his God. Sites his everything. But the Ushla Makin is Mush Makin. He lent her the Makai where the get will fall. The Chad Makin Mushli, and she trained the Kamis for Mushli. So what does that mean? That he owns the God and the chatz, and he's throwing it to her. So he's Maknatar, the place the guy to get will live. So, let's pick one of the cases. Let's say she is on the God, and he's on the Chatz. So listen to the case. It's his God, his Chatz. He announces, I'm throwing you a guest, I'm lending you the God. And you should be coming to the God. It could be she's on the God. Place is on the God, she's on the God, because she needs to go about it. Either way. He throws it, and the wind blows it, it lands back in the Chatz. Not kind of. Why not kind of? Because Chad Mokhe Mushli, he only lends her the roof, he doesn't lend her the chatz. Exactly the same case as Kisla when I designed him in days. Exactly the same thing, right? I'll ask the same kasha I asked then. You'll say the same time as you said that. I asked the kasha, that's this guy, so kind of a sugar. What kind of nice is he? He wants to be Garish's wife. So he owns the God, he owns the chatz. So, like he wants to throw off his, show off his malleability, he says, listen, I'm throwing it. If it lands on the roof, you're Mugureshes, not Bokhi Mushli. If it falls back down, not Mugureshes, we'll try again. כל מי שבנגע עם זה. לא טייסט. לא חייב, אחד מוקי נשני, שואי מוקי נשני, שואי מוקי נשני. אי, זה היה such a but if he says it, he says it. It's a mishun, it's a lot of being mishun, it's a mishun, it's also giving it. But when I say he said it, he didn't say anything. The stam das of a person is that if he tells her, now, this woman, she's on the roof, I can understand it a little bit. The person's locked out because she's on the roof. Because she's down with it. He tells her, listen, you see this cat? I'm going to get it up on the roof. So when it lands on the roof, he will go to Esher. She throws it. It lands back in the chaser. She says, some person, normal person, he'll eat. He's only willing to give her a cat if it lands on the roof. Not if it lands on the roof. The chaser makes no sense. You'll have to say the same terrors he said last time. That mushli means that he told that place, if you get, do a kinyan beforehand. Do a kinyan beforehand, you'll be going to be cut. So he thinks she's going to get it onto the roof. So she went, she did a kinyan on the roof. And she did a kinyan on the roof. She's kind of the roof. Now, give me work in the house. Hey, that's the way we're going to have to learn the Gemara. And zero problem learning this Gemara that way. However, there's a third Gemara. There are three Gemaras in the Perek with the Chag Mokhi Mushli and Trey Mokhi Mushli. What was Tisla on Isaiah number 8? What is this on Ayin Tes? The way you learn fits in both places. And the third is on Ayin Tes on Ayin Tes, which we'll get to tomorrow. Maybe Shay Gagais. The question is, and I'm giving you a warning beforehand, whether the way you're learning really fits into that tomorrow, Shay Gagais, which we'll get to tomorrow. Now, fair warning, tomorrow I plan to finish till next Mishnah, so it's not a hard tomorrow, so please.